Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
SM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Welcome into a new week here on the program, and I hope it is one that is starting off well for you. Little chilly, but it's going to be, I guess, warmer today than it will be later on in the week. So let's take what we can get. And let's also realize that we need a little bit of seasonal weather here. Heading into the holidays, did you get out and do any holiday stuff this weekend? I mean, I was here with Santa Claus on Friday night, so I guess that counts. What a fun broadcast that was. It always is. Now, this is the third year in a row that Santa Claus has come to visit WBSM. And this year, we had 2 hours for the first time, and we got a lot of boys and girls to be able to call in. We had a few that even stopped in. And I will say, if you missed the chance to talk to Santa Claus Friday night, he is going to be on Fun 107 this morning at 7:45. So I believe he's going to be there for an hour from 7:45 to 8:45, taking phone calls from the boys and girls. If you missed out on Friday from being able to call in on WBSM, you can call in on Fun 107. See, I'm not one of these uptight radio host that doesn't tell you about what's going on elsewhere in the entertainment and media world for fear that you would turn me off and go over there. I'm fine with it. You can come back here when you're done or tomorrow, whatever it may be. I have confidence enough in myself to say, go listen to Santa Claus at 7:45. Plus, you can always catch me on podcast as well. And if you missed Friday night's show, or if you had a child who called into Friday Night Show and you want to hear it again, the podcast is available from wherever you get your WBSM podcasts. It's actually, I uploaded it into my show. So you just look for the Tim Meisberg Show and you'll find the Santa Claus broadcast there. And in just a few moments, we'll also have a story up at WBSM.com and the WBSM app in which you can hear that again. I just have to put one little link in it that I was waiting to have populate into the RSS feed that will, so this, you know, you can listen to it natively in our own podcast player, but I'm going to put in a link to be able to download it and save it. So when your child who called in at 5 years old is then 15 years old and dating somebody and you want to embarrass them, you can play that back. But it was a lot of fun. Santa's great to work with. He's very easygoing. He knows the radio business from doing this now for a long time, not just here, but, you know, all over the world. So I could probably learn a thing or two from Santa. The other part of that broadcast, too, was that it was sponsored by New Bedford Fire Local Union 841, and we thank them for sponsoring that because we put that money toward the Mini Miracle program. So they made a big donation to 7-month-old Scarlett and her mom, Megan, as we were trying to help them with their issue. Scarlett suffers from, well, I always say suffers, but she's not suffering at all. She's thriving, but she just needs to put on weight in order to have this surgery. But in spite of all the challenges she faces, she's doing very well. We're just trying to give them that helping hand to make it so that she can have the surgery to repair her soft cleft palate, which is different than the cleft palate that you're thinking of. You know, especially what I was thinking of. I was thinking of the issue with the lip in the front of the mouth. This is actually in the roof of the mouth, and it's a hole that causes anything she eats to possibly go through her nose. But there's special bottles that will help with that, special formula that will help her gain weight so that she can have the surgery to correct that, which will also correct the hearing loss she's suffering as a result of it. So you can read more about her and hear Megan tell her story of young Scarlett at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And there's also all the info there of how you can donate. And I want to thank all of our great sponsors for Mini Miracle. Sousa Family Orthodontics, First Citizens Federal Credit Union, Boca, Cask and Pig Kitchen and Ale House, Fall River Municipal Credit Union, Leach Garage and Auto Body, Stallion Plumbing, Heating and Cooling, and New Bedford Fire Union Local 841. And all of you, each and every one of you that donated, thank you as well. So this week on the program, we'll get you ready for Christmas. We're about 7, 8, 9 days out. So we just got to get to Wednesday, and then I'll start playing Christmas music. We'll get to a week out, and I'll start playing Christmas music. That's kind of my moratorium on it until we're about a week out. And that's a big change. I used to be like, okay, it's got to be like 3 days out. But there's a lot of different Christmas songs that we can play between now and then, so I'll start it a week out. And who knows, maybe I'll get a little early with it and throw something in. I was playing some Christmas songs with Santa, so it's just, you know, I heard Barry playing them coming back from Thanksgiving. I'm like, nope, too soon. I've even heard Chris throw a few in. Nope, too soon. But a week out is fine. So you can send in your Christmas requests starting Wednesday. And speaking of Christmas requests, we are going to have our Christmas Eve and Christmas morning music broadcast, working on putting all that together. If there's something you'd like to hear, you can send me an app chat message or an email, tim@wbsm.com. And if you would like to record some holiday wishes, you can do so by sending them on over on the WBSM app using the open line feature. So just record, you know, if you want to say, hey, this is, you know, Joe in Florida, and I want to say hi to all my family back home, you know, that kind of thing. And we'll mix those in with some of the staff greetings as well. There's a story I want to direct you to at WBSM.com. A couple of stories. One is Jim Phillips' broadcast from yesterday, Town Square Sunday, in which he spoke with Carl Alves of the Bristol County Continuum of Care, and they talked about a new program to help the homeless in New Bedford. And you can hear that discussion in its entirety in that story, or wherever you get our podcast from, or on the app, or, you know, variety of different ways. But this is a new program, and they're also calling on other agencies in the area to open their doors to the homeless this winter. They've created what is called the Community Gathering Center. And the idea is to get the homeless off the streets for at least a few hours. He's asking for other agencies to do the same. Right now, the plan is for it to be happening at the Rise Recovery Center on Belleville Avenue, Monday and Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m., and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. at PACA on Cogsall Street. So again, the idea is just, you know, you get the homeless off the street for a few hours, you connect them with some of the programs that are available, you provide some food and some clothing for people that need it, and just the chance to get warm and to be with other people for a few hours. And as I said, Carlisle's is calling on other local agencies, churches, whatnot, to do the same thing. And we're also, I'm working on bringing on a guest that's going to talk with us more about the homeless situation in New Bedford. But the most recent point in time count had 346 people experiencing homelessness in the area, with 110 unsheltered. So it's 110 people that are just out on the street that could use those few hours to warm up, get a change of clothes, get some food. So it should be something that does make sense for a lot of these agencies to be able to do if they have the ability to do so. And then there's another story for you to check out. New Bedford has a new supermarket. Vicente Supermarket opened up at the corner of Mount Pleasant Street and Nauset Street. Looks beautiful from the photos that are there in Jackson's story at WBSM.com and on the app. I'm going to try to get over there on Thursday before bowling, if not sooner. I could probably do some grocery shopping, but I'm hoping to stop in when I'm over there to go bowling and just take a look around, because it looks like they have a lot of items I've never seen before, stuff from around the world. And Vicente's kind of makes its mark by having items that are pertaining to, we'll say, or for the recipes of some of the local communities. So the Cape Verdean population, the Portuguese population, the Guatemalan population, they'll have the foods that are associated with a lot of their meals and recipes. So you'll get the chance to try some different things. And it looks like from the photos that we have that they also have a Vicente's kitchen, it looked like it said. So an area where they're probably making some prepared foods. So it might be interesting to see what they have there on the menu. But this is the third Vicente supermarket location in Massachusetts. The other two are in Brockton. And then there's also one in Rhode Island. So I've heard really positive reviews from those who went there and did some shopping. There were some folks that went there on Friday when it opened and were posting about it. And they said that the prices are competitive, the selection is great. It's got a nice big parking lot over there. So if you get a chance to stop in, do so. Welcome them to the city. Welcome them to the neighborhood. One of the things that I remember as a kid was having, you know, multiple supermarket options. It seems like things have gotten streamlined over the years. You know, even for the big chains, we had Star Market, Shaw's, Stop and Shop. Actually, I believe there was Stop and Shop and Purity Supreme at the same time, and Stop and Shop took Purity Supreme over. We had Angelo's. We had A&P. There was one that I used to shop in Brockton, and I can't remember the name of it. But we had multiple different, and then, Fernandes. But that slowly became streamlined as one bought another, and now you have less options. But here in the New Bedford area, you do have a good amount of options compared to other places. I had never heard of A&P before I moved to Sandwich. And they had an A&P on the, kind of in the Forestdale part of town. And even when I first moved there, we lived in East Wareham. We would shop there a little bit. And then we moved across town to Forestdale. We'd shop there all the time. And I was like, oh. It was called the A&P Future Store. Because it was supposed to be like the cutting edge of supermarkets. And you know what made it like cutting edge? They had a computerized kiosk where you could look up any item that you wanted in the store and they would tell you where to find it. And I used to run to that thing every time we went to the store to look up something. What do we need? What do we need? I'm going to find it. You know, now we do that on our phones and our pockets, but... And it probably gives us GPS directions right to the aisle. But that was the future, I guess. I think it had scanning technology too, instead of the cashier ringing everything up. I think that was the future as well. And then when we moved to Wareham, there was an A&P in town that was decidedly less future. It was much more like something straight out of the 1950s or 60s. And we didn't shop there often. It wasn't very big. It's where the CVS is now in downtown Wareham. But I think one of the last times that I was in there, the power went out. And they made everybody just stand where they were. They wouldn't let anybody move because they're afraid people would put stuff in their pockets. And then we also had an IGA. I had never heard of an IGA before that. I don't think there's many of those left either. But hey, you've got a new supermarket in town. Make sure you check it out. 508-996-0500. I'm going to take a break here and we'll be back in a few moments. Welcome back in, and 508-996-0500. Say, our friends over at Fun 107 are running a contest this week in which they are asking for photos of your pet in their holiday best. And it doesn't just have to be dogs or even cats. It can be anything. You've got a turtle wearing a Santa hat. You've got a snake with reindeer antlers. You've got a chinchilla dressed up like a snowman. Whatever it may be. You can head on over to Fun 107's website, fun107.com. And there's a link there to be able to send over the photo of your pet and their holiday best. And you could be entered to win a $250 gift card. So just all you got to do is fill out some information on the website and send the photo over. The only catch is you can't send over professional photos. It's just a rule that we have. We can't, we don't know that you've got the photographer's permission to use them in a publication. So it can be amateur photos only. And also just send one photo of each pet because, you know, full disclosure, I'm the person that's putting it all together because my new position involves doing that stuff for Fun 107 too. And I can tell you that people were sending multiple photos of the same pets. And no, one photo of the pet. And if you send more than one, we're going to pick which one we use. So just make sure that you just send the one that you want us to use in the contest. All right, let's turn things now over to Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom with an update on all the top stories of the day.
A call for drone detection technology in the Northeast after a rise in sightings. Romney predicts J.D. Vance will lead the Republican Party. And what to drink to add years to your life.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Senator Chuck Schumer is calling on the Department of Homeland Security to deploy drone detection technology in New York and New Jersey. Dozens of unidentified drones have been seen flying throughout the Northeast in recent weeks, and Schumer's calling for the federal government to step in. Schumer said, quote, I'm pushing for answers amid these drone sightings, and requested Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas use what he called drone detection tech in the area. Schumer also said he was working to pass a bill in the Senate that would give local law enforcement more tools for detecting drones. FBI agents reportedly spoke with the mother of Luigi Mangione last week, just hours before the murder suspect was taken into custody. Mangione is suspected of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York. His mother, Kathleen Mangione, reportedly told federal agents pictures of the suspected gunman bore a resemblance to her son, who had been reported missing a month earlier. Luigi Mangione is in custody in Pennsylvania, awaiting extradition to New York. Senator Mitt Romney says J.D. Vance will be the likely GOP presidential nominee in 2028. Romney made the prediction on CNN's State of the Union when asked about the future of the Republican Party after President-elect Trump's second term. The Utah senator and former party standard bearer noted the vice president-elect is smart, well-spoken, and believes in the MAGA movement. Romney, who's retiring from Congress, also said both parties will have to reevaluate their messaging to voters following the last election. Senator Lindsey Graham says he doesn't want anonymous claims to derail the nomination of President-elect Trump's Secretary of Defense pick. In an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, the South Carolina Republican said he'd talked to Pete Hegseth about the allegations against him and believes his side of the story. Hegseth has faced close scrutiny from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle over allegations he has a drinking problem and a history of abusing women. Graham cast doubt on some of the claims and said that unless more accusers come forward, he thinks Hegseth will get approved. Actor Jamie Foxx is recovering after being injured while celebrating his birthday in a Beverly Hills restaurant. Incident happened Friday night at Mr. Chow. Police responded to a call of an assault, but later clarified that it was a physical altercation. According to TMZ, Foxx was hit in the mouth by a glass thrown by someone at another table, requiring stitches. No arrests were reported. And that morning cup of coffee might be more than just a quick pick-me-up. A new study done by researchers in Portugal says that the drink may add years to your life. The research was funded by the Institute for Scientific Information on Coffee, a nonprofit started by companies from the coffee industry. The study found that regular coffee drinkers may add an average of almost 2 healthful years to a person's lifespan.
WBSM Sports.
Boston Celtics beat the Washington Wizards 112-98, home to play the Chicago Bulls on Thursday. Patriots have another loss to shake off, this one to the Arizona Cardinals, ahead of their next game this coming Sunday with the Buffalo Bills. And Bruins away to play the Calgary Flames on Tuesday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Increasing clouds today, a few showers possible later in the day, a high of 45 degrees. For Tuesday, rain likely and a high of 55. Partly cloudy on Wednesday and near 50. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM. And get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And welcome back in. Don't shock the monkey. That would be animal abuse. But, I mean, I guess if the monkey shocks you first, turnabout's fair play, right? I don't know. I am somebody who is not down with animal abuse for sure. But, man, did my cat push me yesterday to the limit. It was the first time I ever felt like, you know what, I'm going to do to you what you just did to me, but I didn't think I could jump on his back and have him be able to handle my weight like I can handle his. I left last night, yesterday afternoon, for a little while, went over to Purchase Street Records to meet Michael Alago, who we had on the show back in November, I believe, to promote his appearance in New Bedford, and it actually had gotten rescheduled because he came down with a virus and couldn't make it to New Bedford, but he rescheduled and came yesterday to sign copies of his book. And so I was going to head over there to meet him and pick up the book. Thanks, Roger. And also, I had to head on over to my parents' house to help them hang their new TV. I had never hung a TV before, and I was super nervous about it, but I didn't want to let that on to them because I was like, oh, man, if this thing comes crashing down, it's my fault. But everything worked out okay. But I come home from all of that and stopping at Walmart and picking up some items I need and all of that. Get home about 9:30. Figure I'm going to watch Yellowstone before I go to bed. Didn't realize it was 2 hours. So stayed up too late. But anyway, I come into the house and I turn on the heat. And I'm standing there kind of warming up a little bit and checking the weather on my phone for the next day so I can kind of pick out what I'm going to wear today. And as I'm standing there on the phone, my cat just launches himself off a chair and jumps on my back and attaches himself to my back. Like his claws are digging into me, front paws up on my shoulders, back paws on the small of my back, because he's a big cat, and he's dug into me, and I'm wearing him like a backpack. I'm like, get off of me. What are you doing? And he wouldn't get down. And I'm like trying to reach behind me, but I have short arms. It's hard for me to like reach my back to all the part. So I'm like trying to knock him off and be like, come on, get down. And he wouldn't do it. So he jumped down. I'm like, no, that's not appropriate behavior. That's not what we do. How would you like it if I jumped on your back? And he gave me this look like he knew what I was saying and said, don't be ridiculous. You weigh way more than I do. But then I just ignored him. Because that's what they say to do. When they do something wrong, just ignore them. Don't give them any attention because that's what they're looking for. And if you do, then they're going to know that if I do that again, he'll pay attention to me. But I've never had that happen in my entire life. I've never had a cat jump on my back like that. You know, it'd be one thing if I'm like sitting in the chair and he's on the top of the chair and he comes down and wraps himself around my shoulders. He does that a lot. But this was outright jumped and attached himself and dug into me. Like, what is wrong with you? I'm starting to figure out why they needed to rehome this cat. Because he's psychotic. Anyway, 508-996-0500. I will definitely take your suggestions of how to calm down this cat, but he's definitely making a trip, if hopefully this week, to visit our friend Terry Cripps and get his nails trimmed down, his claws trimmed down, because maybe that will embolden him less to, you know, jump on my back. You've heard the phrase monkey on my back for any kind of a burden, right? And in some cases for addiction as well. Well, now I've got a cat on my back. And he's a heavy cat too. He's a big boy. I'm telling you. I was talking with Phil Devitt about this the other day. This cat has got to have Maine Coon in him. Which means he's still going to grow a little bit bigger. Because he's only 10 months now, so I can only imagine he's going to get bigger. And he is like a dog. He follows me every, if I get up and I go from one room to another, he's got to be right there next to me. Like I'm tripping over him everywhere I go. I don't know if I have the patience for this cat. I might have to rehome him myself. My sister wants him. And I said, you know, I don't know if I can put him in a house with two little kids and feel good about it. But you know how that works. He'll go live there and then be the sweetest cat in the world. And he is most of the time. Just when he gets riled up, he's uncontrollable. If these drones turn out to be aliens, I'm going to have them take him. Like, go study this cat. This is what Earth is like. And then once they realize that that's what Earth can be like, they'll say, well, let's leave these people alone before they sick cats like this on us. 508-996-0500. Let me take my next break, and we'll be back in a few moments. And welcome back in, right? Red skies at night. We like red skies at night. That's sailor's delight, right? Red skies in the morning. Santa, take warning. No, he'll be able to fly through anything. And when he was here on Friday night, he was telling me kind of, you know, what the approach is to getting through bad weather. I didn't realize this, that Santa has climate control in his sleigh. And they've got some like protective magic around it. So even if it's snowing or raining, he doesn't get wet. So I found it fascinating. He would not let me go see the sleigh. So I didn't get a chance to look at it up close, but he did swear to me that he has the WBSM app installed on his smart dash. And he's listening to us all the time to make sure that we're staying good. And we're remaining on the good list. But speaking of things in the sky, the drones have apparently made their way to Massachusetts. Governor Healey actually put out a social media post about it. Area police departments have put out social media posts about it. People are out there recording them. Now, I'll say this. I've had a lot of people that have sent me photos of them or videos of them that I'm like, that's a plane. That's a meteor. We're in the middle of a meteor shower. Like some of the, I think people are just getting too freaked out about this whole idea and are misidentifying them. But then there are some that you're like, well, yep, that's a drone. But is it one of these really large drones that people are reportedly seeing that now they're saying are actually manned aircraft? Or are they just regular drones? Because a lot of drone operators now are throwing their drones up in the sky looking for those other drones. And generally, if you see one up in the sky with the oscillating lights, that's probably a registered drone user. That's probably somebody that's doing things the right way, but not everybody who's flying one is doing it the right way. There's a story about two people being arrested after flying a drone over Boston Harbor, over the islands in Boston Harbor, too close to Logan Airport. Robert Duffy, 42, of Charlestown, and Jeremy Fulchick, 32, of Bridgewater, were arrested Saturday night by Boston Police Harbor Patrol Unit on Long Island, which is part of those Boston Harbor Islands. This comes from WCVB. Police said the two men were operating the drone near Logan Airport's airspace. They faced charges of trespassing with additional fines or charges potentially forthcoming. They're searching for a third person who fled the area. They're going to be arraigned today in Dorchester District Court. Now, no flights were affected at all by the drones. And it doesn't say that they were, you know, attempting anything nefarious, but they're out there flying drones at night. So you got to think, either they're looking for those other drones that people have reported seeing, or they're probably out there to mess with people. But either way, two of the three got arrested. They're searching for the third. I bet you when they go to court today, they'll probably tell authorities where they can find that third person. But this is what I think a lot of what people are seeing in the sky now are folks that are, you know, legal registered drone pilots who are just putting them up in the sky, either to mess with people or to try to find these other ones. I'm going to be really upset if this turns out to be like some viral marketing campaign for something. I just remember back to when there were these, you know, suspected bombs found all over Boston, and it turned out to be viral promotion for an Adult Swim cartoon. I don't remember what became of that. I don't remember if they got in trouble for that. But I hope that's not what this is. Going to take one more break here before the end of the hour. We will be right back. All right, welcome back in. We're going to be going into the news in just a moment, and then we can take some of your calls on the other side at 508-996-0500. But before we go into the news, I want to let you know that if you are looking for the perfect gift for someone that says, I was thinking of you this holiday season, well, then Potting Bench Florists and Gifts in Fairhaven is the place to go. First of all, just go in there and walk inside. It's a winter wonderland. They're all decked out for the holidays, and you can see if they can decorate their store that way. Imagine what they can do for you and your home and for a person that you want to give a gift to. So you can get things like beautifully decorated boxwood trees, each with a different theme, one-of-a-kind ornaments if you need a special gift for someone on your list, holiday poinsettias, holiday wreaths, centerpieces, live plants, silk arrangements, or you can choose from fresh flowers from the cooler. Dozens of show-stopping options to choose from, all ready to go home with you that day. Remember, arrangements from Potting Bench Florists and Gifts are the perfect way to decorate your home this holiday. And they have extended weekend hours, and, you know, they are open later on in the day, so you have no excuse not to be able to get something for your home or for someone special. Stop by and talk to Danielle and the team at Potting Bench Florists and Gifts. They will have the perfect